I really like irony. And so when I read the gospel, when the Magi had departed, they're not even here yet. Think about it. We didn't celebrate Epiphany yet. That's next week. So I thought, well, that's odd. Anyway, the angel says to Joseph, "Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you." I doubt Joseph thought this was the way it would be. And poor Joseph, he's going through an awful lot of stuff. But that's life, isn't it? The journey of life happens one step at a time. And not every step is joyous or gleeful. Some are confounding, some even troublesome. The child was not excused from that. God accepted everything about humanity in sending his son. And so Joseph rises, takes the child and his mother, and flees to Egypt. Didn't know the journey, but he was going to take it one step at a time. The Holy Family I look at as being a paradigm for the church. We are God's adopted Holy Family. He pours his grace into us at beginning of baptism. We had two baptisms at 9 o'clock this morning. Perfect day to do a baptism, the Feast of the Holy Family. And to watch these little ones fidget and kind of wonder what's going to happen to them. Where's life going to take those two little guys? We don't know. But we take it one step at a time. As Mary and Joseph cared for the child, so as the church of God, we are called to care for that child as well and caring for one another. That's the point of baptism. We're filled with the presence of Jesus Christ. And so my serving you is to serve the Lord. Your serving one another is to serve the Lord. That's who you're looking at. That's who you're believing in. That's what you're doing to become good and holy. As we look at the reading from Colossians, that's a beautiful reading. It's got a great recipe for family life. But Paul says this holy family of God has certain qualities. It's to be compassionate and kind, humble, gentle, patient, and here's the big one, forgiving, and grateful. A grateful heart accomplishes many big deals. If my heart is too small like the Grinch, I'll be doing nothing. But if my heart is large with gratitude, I'll be amazed at what I can produce. Just think of what that family could accomplish with all those good qualities in our world. What a wonderful place it would be. And it's possible, because it's not our power that's operative, it's God's power that's operative. We just receive it and then use it. What could be easier? That's how good he is. That's what it's all about. As we watch the Holy Family, and especially the child grow into a man, we notice every step of the way, Jesus demonstrates to us how we can grow both in our humanity and in our holiness. It's not one or the other. It's meant to be both. I'm supposed to grow into full stature of a human being and also full stature of Christ in holiness. We don't separate them. We're not schizophrenic here. And so we work to meld those qualities to become truly human and really truly a child of God. So we extend ourselves to one another in respect, first of all, because I can't love what I don't respect. So we respect one another and we love one another as children of God. But it can't stop there. It can't stop within these walls. We have to be mindful of other people who are wanting to come, wanting to enter into this family, wanting to be part of a society. These are people who traverse lands from far and near, trying to escape, find some safety and some relief from the harsh realities of conflict and privation. The church doesn't turn them away. If we're the church of God, We welcome them, just as Christ wrapped his arms around this whole world. I mean, who were these strange people called the Magi? Who ever heard of them? Where do they come from? What do they look like? What's their background? We don't know. But they came to the child, and the child wrapped his arms around them as much as they wrapped their arms around him. That's salvation. That's salvation. And so we need to be mindful of that and accepting of that and really honored by that. We don't know where the journey's going. We do know it's on the move. We do know we can take one step at a time with confidence, because the Lord promised never to abandon us. We take this journey knowing that Christ journeys with us, and if we hold on to his hand, he will guide us every step of the way. So we grow into what Paul says, a family that does everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. That's our goal, to do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. It's the fifth day of Christmas. We've got seven to go. And as we journey that, hopefully the spirit of Christmas won't die at day 12. It'll just be beginning. Only 12 steps, many more to take. Do it confidently.